When I get to heaven and see my Savior's face, I'll thank Him, I'll praise Him for wondrous saving grace. As I sit beside Him in heaven's shining throne, I'll thank Him, I'll praise Him for me.
And that was...
I knew I shouldn't. I can't believe it.
A song. And now for some more music about giving thanks. This is KHMG 88.1 FM, Harvest Family Radio. Well, good morning, Jared. What's going on?
Well, nothing good. I just got some brand new white shoes, and you'll never guess what happened not 2 minutes ago.
By the looks of things, I'd say you went swimming in a mud puddle.
I stepped right into a mud puddle, ruining my brand new shoes. Ugh. Could this day have started off any worse?
Well, you could have been on the Mayflower.
I could have been on a what?
You could have been on the Mayflower. You remember the ship that carried the pilgrims to Plymouth back in 1620 that ultimately led to the very first Thanksgiving. I bet it was no easy feat to be at sea for months on end with very little to eat and people getting sick all around you.
Yeah, but I bet there were no muddy puddles in the middle of the ocean.
Well, it sounds like somebody is having a hard time being thankful. You know, you could learn a thing or two from those pilgrims.
What's up with the pilgrim fascination all of a sudden?
I've just been thinking about them, considering that today is our Thanksgiving special as well.
Our Thanksgiving special! Oh, I totally forgot. I haven't got any special programming done. Ugh. That's how this day could have started off worse.
Well, I think you could benefit from getting out of the office and doing some field work. How about you visit Mr. Cross in his history class? He can give you some more information about the pilgrims and why we celebrate Thanksgiving all these years later. That may help you as you put together these programs.
Okay, if you say so. I'll try to get something together before the day's over. Ugh, I can't believe I forgot. Ugh.
Lord, I thank you for Jared. Thank you for even muddy puddles. Help him to learn something today. And thank you for Thanksgiving. It's by your grace that we get to celebrate. Amen. And that was Holy God by Michael Card, one of our special songs for this Thanksgiving special. Up next, Give Thanks by Kevin Inofuku. You're listening to Harvest Family Radio.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Hey, Jared.
Oh, hey, Jonathan. How's the morning going?
It's been busy, but good.
I'm glad to hear it. I don't think I've ever seen you in shorts before. Did it finally get too hot for you out there?
Oh, no. Just had a little spill this morning. I had gotten some new pants, and right away, I dropped a caramel apple latte all over them.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sure it won't stain too badly. I'm just thankful to have good friends who will lend me some shorts until I can wash them.
Yeah, that's a good thing to be thankful for. Hey, have you seen Mr. Cross, by the way?
Oh, yeah. He just passed through a few minutes ago. I think he headed over to his classroom.
Oh, okay, thanks, Jonathan. I'll see you later.
All right, see ya! Oh! Oh, boy.
Mr. Cross?
Focusing on the conversation at hand.
Douglas and I. Mr. Cross? Abraham Lincoln!
This is very important.
Oh, hey, Jared.
Now, don't ignore the issue using him as an excuse.
I'm not. I just have to attend to the matters at present first. You know that.
But we haven't even gotten to the...
Abe!
All right, all right. But my debate is coming soon, and Douglas will expect me to be prepared.
You know I'm happy to help any time. Just not when I have something more pressing to attend to.
Understood. See you later.
Count on it.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Where did he go?
Back to 1858. Around October, I'd say.
No, I mean, that was Abraham Lincoln.
Sure was. Now, what can I help you with? This is what happens when people knock and then just walk in. Same thing happened with Pastor Jake last week.
Huh?
See this book?
Yeah.
This is a history book. It contains records of people and places from the beginning of time up until a couple years ago. You know, history?
Yeah, but...
But with the right page number and the proper use of imagination, voila! Hide your math homework.
Professor Einstein!
Yeah, yeah! Who is called Professor Einstein?
Chalky hands and all.
Wow.
But we don't have time for him right now.
There's always time for math.
So, what can I help you with?
Well, actually, I need a refresher on some people a little older than Einstein or Lincoln.
And who could that be?
The Pilgrims.
The Pilgrims? Of course. Let me see here. That should be on page 532. Ah, here we go. One of my favorite stories to visit. Are you ready?
I suppose as ready as I'll ever be! Where are we?
Holland, 1617.
Holland? I thought the Pilgrims came from England.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that. They think the Pilgrims fled the persecution of the Church of England and headed straight to the New World. And actually, they left Holland, where they had been safe from persecution for over a decade.
Well, why did they leave Holland?
Shh. Listen, I think you're about to find out.
It's the only choice we have. The hardness of this place is such that the remainder of my family chose imprisonment rather than chance a life out here.
And we're not getting any younger. What would happen to us if our enemies decided to entrap or surround us here? We could neither fight nor flee.
Forget not our children. From the moment they are old enough to understand work, they are busy with it. They strain themselves into old age. And besides, this is no place for them. We know all too well how many tend to dissoluteness and the danger of their souls to the great grief of their parents and dishonor of God.
She's right. Then I am confident that our motives for such an undertaking are not the product of any newfangledness or anything of the sort, but are weighty and well-founded.
Who's that?
That's William Bradford, one of the Pilgrims and the mayor of Plymouth for 30 years.
Shh! Sorry.
And we know there are people in this new world who are as lost as some of our children have come to be. It is our duty, it is our calling, to bring them the good news of Christ.
Amen.
And if we face great opposition, then may we be the foundation for the salvation of many in years to come. Mm-hmm. Let us pray to the Lord in light of this awesome task. Mm-hmm. Our great Father, you have brought us to the precipice.
So the Pilgrims left Holland for several reasons?
That's right. One of which, as you just heard, was to establish the foundations for gospel ministry in the New World.
Wow.
Actually, let me read you an excerpt from something Mr. Bradford wrote called Sundry Reasons for the Removal from Leiden, which gave four reasons why the Pilgrims left Holland for the New World. Lastly, and which was not least, a great hope and inward zeal they had of laying some good foundation, or at least to make some way thereunto, for the propagating and advancing the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world, Yea, though they should be but even as stepping stones unto others for the performing of so great a work.
Amen.
Exactly. Now, where's that chapter?
We're not leaving already, are we? I think they're going to lunch.
Found it!
How do you land so softly? Ugh, what is that stench?
This is below deck on the Mayflower. It's been over a month since the pilgrims left Holland. People have been getting seasick for a while now.
Oh, gross.
Well, next time I'll make sure room service comes through before you show up.
Ha ha.
You'll remember the pilgrims spent a total of 66 days at sea with around 130 people on board. And that was before arriving at Cape Cod and sailing up to Plymouth, where they lived on board the ship for several more months while building homes on land.
That is a lot of time on one boat.
It sure is, and it wasn't easy. Those ladies over there, you might find their conversation enlightening. Let's listen in.
I just hope we get there soon. I hear the strangers on board with us could take over the ship. I was talking to Catherine, and
you and she both know better than to keep rumors like that going.
Well, it's true. We have no idea what they've got in mind. You know they're just coming for business and gain.
It's best we give them the benefit of the doubt. This is a difficult time for everyone, even them.
Mom, I don't feel good.
I know, Wrestling. I know. Just go back to sleep.
I don't see how you can do it.
Do what?
Keep such a positive attitude all the time. Look around us. We should have stayed in Holland.
Mary. It isn't easy. The Lord is good. The Lord is good, Mary.
I know he is. I know.
Thank you for the waves, Lord. Thank you for our clothes and fresh rainwater.
What are you doing?
I'm thanking the Lord.
But for the waves?
I would watch them for hours on end back home. They are so beautiful. I will say, they look a lot better than they feel. You try.
Thank you for my children.
Amen.
Thank you for my health.
Keep going.
Thank you for...
Wow. For even in their conditions, with no home, no promise of safety, and so much to be worried about, they still chose to be thankful.
And it's that thankfulness that led to the very first Thanksgiving.
Wow.
It sounds like you've learned something.
Yeah, I think I have.
Well, we're done here.
Hey, we just got to the park.
Now you, sir, need to leave my classroom.
But I haven't
I've got a busy day, and I can't keep the queen waiting much longer.
The queen?
It's tea time, and I have a few questions to ask before it's time to walk the dogs. And that always takes forever. So, goodbye.
But what just happened?
Sunshine or the flowers.
Pastor Ken, where'd you get that bagel?
I found it in my office. Nice, toasty, cream cheese and all. I think my wife must have left it for me. She's such a sweetie pumpkin poo.
Ken?
Or maybe it's Wade. You never saw me.
Hey, Pastor Wade.
Hey, Jared. I bet my bagel's half gone by now. Have you seen Pastor Ken?
Well,
never mind. He probably told you to say that you never saw me.
Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah, I know it's a mistake, but it's just third time this week. Even though I would be thankful for a bagel every once in a while, I am more thankful to have Pastor Ken as a friend.
Now that's the Thanksgiving spirit.
Well, I suppose it is.
Hey, I think I forgot the other half of my,
You!
I'll be back for it later.
Hey, bring back my bagel.
No, it's just from my sweet pumpkin poo.
Come in.
Pastor Jake.
Jared, come on in, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
So, what can I do you for today?
Actually, this might be a bit of a weird question.
Okay.
I was in Mr. Cross's classroom a few minutes ago, and I was wondering if...
Hey, Pastor Jake. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. Hey. What are the Yumpers up to at this time of day?
We were going to practice our song for the Thanksgiving special. You ready, Pastor?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jared. You mind if we practice really quick?
No, that's fine. Actually, I'll sing along if that's okay.
Jump in where you can and hold on tight. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Bye, guys. Man, I love that crew.
They're the best.
And not the worst singers either.
Well, where were we?
Actually, I was just about to ask if
you No, dude, I totally forgot. I'm supposed to video call Marcus for a project he's doing in 47 seconds.
Man,
I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. It was kind of a weird question in any way.
Hey, I'll make it up to you. Let's do something this weekend.
I can settle for that.
And hey, I'm thankful for you, man.
Yeah?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like the Lord has brought you here at Harvest for a reason. And I'm thankful for the time that he's allowed us to share.
Wow. Hey, thanks, man. That means a lot.
Hey, you got it, bro. Now, I gotta hop on this video call.
Hey, no worries. I'll catch you later.
Marcus!
Praise the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. And in the assembly of the saints, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. Great are his works, splendid and majestic. They are sought out by all who delight in them. Righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders, always remembered and praised the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. And in the assembly of the saints, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. Gracious and full of compassion, he has given food to all who fear him, and he will remember his covenant forever, and his power shown in giving them the fruit of all the nations. And praise the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. And in the assembly of the saints, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. The works of his hands are truth and justice, and all his law is upheld forever. He sent redemption by his covenant. Holy and awesome is his name, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all who understand follow his commands. His praise endures forever and ever. And praise the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. And in the assembly saints, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. And in the assembly of the saints, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. And in the assembly of the saints, with all my heart, I praise the Lord.
Well, hey, Jared.
Oh, hey, Pastor.
Sounds like you got a lot on the brain. What's got you thinking?
Well, you see, I had a bit of an incident with my shoes this morning and forgetting to plan the programs for the Thanksgiving special. Chris saw I wasn't really in the thankful mood, so he sent me to see Mr. Cross so I could learn about the Pilgrims and how they were thankful in the face of adversity. Along the way, I ran into Jonathan, who had spilled a drink all over his brand new pants and was, for some reason, still thankful. Then I went on a crazy trip with Mr. Cross to Holland and then to Mayflower. Have you ever been to his classroom?
Yeah, in fact, I've got a chess match with Thomas Jefferson next week.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. Anyway, I learned that the Pilgrims were able to be thankful in really rough situations. My shoes problem doesn't even compare.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Ken ate Pastor Wade's bagel, but Pastor Wade is still thankful for Pastor Ken. And then Pastor Jake just told me that he's thankful for me and the time that the Lord has allowed us to share. It's just a bit overwhelming is all. I see now that I have a lot to be thankful for that I was choosing to ignore.
It sounds like you learned exactly what Chris hoped you would.
I guess I did.
Yeah, at the risk of overwhelming you a bit more, let me give you a little nugget of wisdom to carry with you.
Sure, I think I've got room for one more.
You've learned some really good stuff today. Great stuff. Now you've got to do something with it.
Like, write it down?
Well, yeah, if that helps. I mean, you need to apply it. In fact, we're called to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18 says, "Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
Oh.
In fact, that's just one of the many verses that instruct us to give thanks. I'm pretty sure that Chris might have had it in mind when he sent you on these errands.
Maybe so. And you know what? I'm thankful that he did.
Ah, that's right. That's the spirit.
I really appreciate the encouragement, Pastor. I needed it.
You're welcome, Jared. And hey, now that you learned all this, it's your job to share it.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll see you later, Jared. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pastor. And thank you. Oh, Devin. Hey, man. I didn't see you there. Hey, is everything all right?
No, not really.
Oh? What's the matter?
I was on my way to class today when I slipped outside the coffee shop. When I picked up all my stuff, I found I broke my phone screen.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Devin. That's never a fun thing to deal with. Hey, I got a couple minutes. Let's talk about the day, and I'll tell you a couple things I learned about giving thanks.
Okay.
I stand here and think about what he has done. I start counting my blessings one by one. I do not deserve all that he's done for me, but I'll praise him forever through eternity. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings and fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. He's given me breath and he's given me life. He has saved my lost soul from torment and strife. Christ died on the cross just to show me his love. He's building a home up in heaven above. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings and fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. Stumble as I journey this way, but his mercies are new every day. His grace is sufficient for every trial. He amazes me more and more every mile. He gave me his word in this precious old book. It speaks to my heart every time that I look. Me and helps me when tempted to sin. Through Christ my Lord, over Satan I win. I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings and fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. And I such blessings and fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am.
And that just about does it for our very first Thanksgiving special. Thanks for joining us.
Chris, whew. Sorry I've been gone for so long. Oh, you will never guess what... Oh, did I interrupt something?
Huh. I gotta get us an on-air sign. Nope. Just finished. What was that I'll never guess?
That since I came in here this morning, I haven't been able to get away from thankfulness.
Is that so?
First I ran into Jonathan in the coffee shop. And he was thankful for his friends who lent him shorts, in spite of spilling a drink all over his brand new pants.
Oh?
And then I went to see Mr. Cross, just like you said, and I learned all about why the Pilgrims left Holland, and that they were thankful in spite of difficult situations.
Uh-huh.
Then Pastor Ken accidentally swiped Pastor Wade's bagel, but Pastor Wade showed thanks for their friendship, and Pastor Jake let me know that he is thankful for me.
That is a lot of thankfulness.
But probably the best part was that after Pastor Walton explained to me that we should be thankful, that it's good and right, and that I should share what I learned with others, I got to do just that with Devin.
Well, Jared, I'd say you've had quite a busy day. Would you say you've learned a thing or two from your campus travels?
I sure have. I guess I'd summarize it by saying, God is a great and loving God, who has given us many things to be thankful for. And as his child, I will give thanks, even in the face of adversity. Even if it's something as small as muddy shoes.
And a hearty amen to that. Now, were you able to come up with any special programming for our Thanksgiving special?
Oh boy.
Don't worry. I think I've got an idea.